There once was a father whose only son moved far away to Europe. The son got married, built a family. This was a long, long time ago when it was very, very expensive to travel and very hard to travel. And the father could not afford to come to his son's wedding. The son built a family, and he still wasn't able to afford to come visit. After many years, eventually the father was able to raise enough money for himself, to save up enough money to go and visit his son. He buys a boat ticket, and he's planning for months in advance for this trip. The boat ride was at about a month long, and it was a hard boat ride, but he was still so excited he's going to see his son. And normally it's such a long boat ride, and there are so many people at the dock that are waiting for their family. It was a big, huge ocean liner, so many people waiting, and he's looking and scanning through the faces, looking for someone, familiar face who he thinks would be his son, and he's looking and looking, and he doesn't see anyone. And he's walking through the throngs and throngs of people, and he doesn't see his son. And he figures, okay, maybe I missed him. Maybe there was miscommunication with the time. And he goes and he finds out which train goes from the port to where his son lives. And he goes, he gets on the train, and he sits down, and he's so excited. He's so overcome with joy. And finally he gets to the, he arrives at the train station, and he looks around for his son, and nothing. His son's not there. He decides to go straight to his house. He finds out. He asks people where his son lives, and he goes and he finds it, and he runs up to the house. It's late at night. He's exhausted. He's drained, but he's still so excited. He knocks on the door, and he's knocking and knocking and knocking, and finally he hears a window open two floors up, and someone, a voice, comes out and says, "Who's there?" And he hears it's his son's voice. He hadn't heard his son speak in so, so long, but he knows it's his son. And he says, "It's me, it's me, it's me, your father. I've come to visit you." And he hears his son say, "Oh, I'm so tired. It's late at night. I already went upstairs. I'm in my pajamas. Go across the street to the hotel. In the morning, I'll get to see you." And he's crushed. He's dejected. He's so, so disappointed. He goes across the street to the hotel. And the next morning, he decides that's it. He's too insulted, and he leaves. Every single year, Hashem says, "I'm coming to visit you." We have the month of El, we have Rosh Hashanah, but we're not always there. We go through the motion, but we're not there. The light's on, but no one's home. And then comes Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, and then comes Yom Kippur, and then finally it's Ne'ilah. Hashem's right outside our window. Hashem's the closest he's going to be to us. And even at that last minute, we still have the opportunity to unwrap the gift of Teshuvah and become close. We don't always do it. We could do it when we go shopping for the season, but we can't do it for Rosh Hashanah. We could sit down. We make a list of what do I have, what do I need to get. We do it for our closet, for the groceries, before we take a trip. Because if not, we're not focused. We're not able to really make the most and get most of our trip and get what we need. Otherwise, we could go to Lakewood, spend $400 on four black skirts, and come home and see that we have 3.5 black skirts in our closet. And I'm saying a half a skirt because that's that skirt that used to fit us, and we're hoping will still fit us one day when we lose more weight. And we see, I could have been more productive. I could have bought the colored skirts in Lakewood. It's about the journey, not the destination. Hashem doesn't care about the product. He wants to see our effort. In the secular world, it's about the degree after the college, the raise after the hard work. It's all about the end results. In Yiddishkeit, it's about the hard work and the ratzon and the desire to work on ourselves and become close to Hashem through that journey. So, Mirtz Hashem, Hashem will give us siyata d'shmaya to really, really take advantage of this time and make the most of it. Have a kasiva v'chasima tova.